All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Rewind 101. Say what's up, boys.
What's up, boys?
Welcome back. But before we get started, roll that intro. Show. Hey, who can give Fly. Who can give the hardest side eye? Let's try that real quick. Sorry, I know it's a side note, but like look into one of these cameras and just give us hard side eye.
Josh, can you get up and fix that real quick?
Never mind. Pause. Dang. Look at the camera. Look at the camera.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Look on the other side.
He who laughs at everything.
All right, that one straight. That
one straight. Is,
yeah. I know you're like, oh my god, that's crazy. I look over. Hello.
Hey, Tupo, did you start a timer?
Oh, snaps.
All right, you know what to do. Roll that intro.
I'll do 20 minutes.
That's funny.
Give me a second.
No, just do 22 minutes.
22. Oh, all right.
Well, we've already been recording for 2 minutes. Oh.
Yes, we have been recording for 2 minutes.
Well, that makes sense. Hi. I told you guys it was recording.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, we're going to roll that intro right now. Go. This is going to be a long intro. This is the third intro. You already know. Oh, my gosh. But honestly, hey, I want to see who can give the hardest side eye. Like, look into one of these cameras and try to give your best side eye, and we can see who, like, well, let everyone else know. Ready?
Just so why? Okay, hold on. Why did the side eye become such a big thing?
I'm gonna be honest. It's good. He started laughing.
Because of me, because of that dog.
Well, not even that, but like in everywhere.
Oh yeah, you're
like,
right.
All the high school kids are always like side eye.
I don't know. Things just become big things.
It's so random.
Yeah. Cause like bottle flipping, for example, I've been doing that since like elementary.
Really?
But I think it was You never did that?
No.
No, you just say whoever like lands it is like the coolest kid or whatever.
Yeah,
high school was when it became like a trend.
It was like a big thing,
dude. Yeah. You know what's becoming big now, or it was big, ish.
Oh yeah,
I know. It's so random,
dude. We played it in high school, bro. We did. We played it in high school all throughout, bro.
Catchphrase.
Got him. But see, they play it like a little differently now.
Yeah, you play three. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the new way. I like the old way. At least the way we play it.
Yeah, the way we play
which
it.
Which is different.
It was so fun, bro. We always did it, like, you know, before we performed, before that's basically it. No, the random times throughout school.
when I was subbing one of the classes, they were trying to play it during class. I was like, yo, we're not playing ish. And they're like, you know what that is? I was like, dude, that was big when I was in high school. Like, me and my friends played it. And they, like, did not believe me. I was like, first of all, it was only, like, 5 years ago.
They're like, oh, you're old.
That's crazy.
No, the kids nowadays are like, you're how old? You're 22? Oh, my gosh, you're so old.
Yeah, I hate that. Because they don't know what's old.
Wait, when you were their age, did you think 20 was old?
No. I didn't.
When you were like
12? I thought like it was somewhat far, but not.
I literally was like, college kid. That's not old.
Yeah, for real.
Interesting. I never thought that either. Yeah.
I never stopped believing in Santa till I was 14.
16, but all right. Dang, dude, call me out, bro.
It's time to be real. 8 minutes ago. I'm just kidding.
Bruh. But anyways, what's up, everybody? Room 101, boys. Y'all doing good? How we doing? We're doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, how is our goals going? I mean, we did say we're going to update them each episode.
Did we?
Yeah, in the first episode.
I thought we were going to... He did the best side eye. He did like a double side eye.
All right, get back onto topic. All right. We tell you we're going to be talking about our song, our fourth.
Almost there.
Like fifth. Was it fifth? Fifth
for Moon, the 12th. Let's see. Moon, Peace of Mind, Good Day.
Oh, Good
Pringles,
Day.
Pringles, and Smile.
Yes. So we're talking about the fifth song we made for the 12 for 12. Smile.
Thank you.
snack that smiles back.
Goldfish.
Bruh. So
not sponsored by Goldfish.
Yeah, I wish we were though. That would have been
so Goldfish.
Get your wapa out of here. You y'all be doing that way too much.
Just a dance move. You just have a Goldfish in your hand.
He's like editing. He's like, screw this guy. No, so Smile, the common question, how did Smile come to be? Like, how did it start? Who did the idea come from? Where did it go from there? So let's start off with the first question. Where did Smile come from?
Well, you see, one day I was just super depressed. And no, I was working. I was working. So what I usually listen to music when I'm delivering packages. And then that day, I decided to just... Like, when it was, like, 1 or 2 p.m., take the AirPods off or just shut off the music and just stay in my thoughts. And then I was like, what other songs, like, can we do? And then, like, thinking of what songs we had planned for the 12 for 12 at the time. And I was like, it would be really dope to have, what's it called? Just, like, a pretty somewhat vulnerable song. For us to just completely shift of the other songs that we already had, which were like Good Day and then Pringles. Is that all right? I'm glad you guys are vibing. Time to really like jump into our minds for a bit, you know? And then I pretty much did like at for that version, like write the whole song then and there. And then I got home, then that little like synth thing. I just recorded that right when I got home. Recorded the first verse and then showed you guys. And don't know why those words specifically came to mind, you know? But because part of the reason I like doing music is to show like who we are. You know, lots of there is a time where if you were to bring up like mental health or anything around that area in music, it was like taboo. And then people thought it was weird. But now we live in a time where it's being constantly brought up because it is a serious thing. It's a big deal. People should know about it and should be like taking care of it. But I've always wanted to like do that in the beginning to show how real we are and then how relatable we can be right from the riff rather than other people just making like popular like poppy songs in the beginning and then have a completely tonal change with like their next couple albums or whatever. I'd rather be real and relatable in the beginning and then like go from there. So that was my thought process on it. Huh. It's dusty.
Now, I remember, was it the same night you showed me? Was it the same day?
Yeah, it was the same
day. That was the same day you made it. Oh, dang. I remember you showed that and you played it. I'm not going to lie. I felt it. I feel like, pause. like, when you sang the lyrics and you showed me what it was and you kind of helped me grasp the idea of what it was, like, what it is, I loved it. I loved it from the beginning. It was cool. It was cool. How about you guys?
Well, I didn't hear it until like moved here, and I thought it was good.
Like, because it was made before we recorded Good Day, or at least the concept was built.
Really?
Because he didn't.
Yeah, I wasn't here when he made it.
Yeah,
it was around the time we were working on Peace of Mind.
Mm. Oh dang! Wow, dang! I really thought it was like an April, May.
Nope.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah, because I came and then we were doing you guys were working on Good Day, and then after Good Day was Pringles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we were working on Pringles, I asked you guys like, you guys already have the songs like listed in the months that you guys are making. He's like, yeah. Like, all right, what's after Pringles? And like, Smile. I was like, oh, you guys already started on that, and then I think it was Sam was like, yeah, Josh already like started like in the beginning, like the soft piano, or was it synth?
It was a synth, yeah.
A soft synth, and then your verse, and I was like, oh, I like that. And then, yeah, that's the first time I heard it. Mm-hmm. And I liked it.
No, because what the song is now isn't what it originally was, right?
No. It was more like a... Because it was the writing, one there was going to be a lot more like lyrics, mm-hmm. but the melody was going to be essentially the same. The concept of the instrumental building was always there, because that was always going to be the main focus. But then basically just turned to like focusing more on the instrumental than the actual lyrics. Like each piece like works together now. But like before, it was more like a, like we share certain things about ourselves, and then at the end, we talk about people hiding behind. Because it was called Smile, but it was more like a, like talking about like people hiding behind a smile, like faking till they make it type deal. And then at the end of the song, it was gonna say, despite all that, everything will one day reach the point where it'll be okay. That was the original idea or concept of the song.
Mm-hmm. It went from that idea to instead of hiding behind a smile and how a smile can change someone's day, right?
Yeah, I think it can be interpreted however someone wants to hear it. I think we wrote it with the part that you wrote. And then the additional parts we wrote, and then the last part that you wrote, I think it could be interpreted however someone wants to. Mm-hmm. So the idea of hiding behind a smile, even though things aren't completely okay, but kind of fake it till you make it, that's there. I think the power of a smile changing someone's life, I think that's there too. Because I think we wrote it in a way that it can be personal to whoever listens to it. I think we did a good job of that,
mm-hmm.
Whether it was intentional or not. And that, so I think that's, I don't know, that's what makes it more powerful and more impactful, is the fact that someone can take the concept, they can see the title, see the cover art, hear the lyrics, and everyone can kind of create their own story with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's powerful about Smile.
That's why I also thought it was very important that we didn't like use the word smile at all in the songwriting process, just so it could be more open-minded. Because we all have like what the like a preference of what the song is about. But I've liked hearing what different people thought the song was about. Just listening to it. I was like, well, next time listen to like what we're saying, the focus on the instrumental, look at the cover art, like remember what the title is called, and then like see how that would change. And each time it's different. Like no one has come up with like something specific. Like I haven't heard, besides like from us, because we wrote it, I haven't heard anyone say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting when you looking back at it, how we wrote those lyrics, you wrote those lyrics, came up with the idea, it kind of was just evolved into this other thing, this vague, anyone can interpret how they want type of song, which is also instrumentally driven. So it's instrumental heavy,
mm-hmm.
which is cool because there's a lot of strings and other elements in there that like invoke emotion, and like the piano and the strings could send two different emotions, two different, however the listener interprets it, wherever, whatever point or whatever place they're in their own lives might change how they listen to it. So that someone listening to it 2 months ago and someone listening to it now might pull something different from it. And that's, I think that's so cool in the instrumental, really.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Drives that. Now, that was also our first time putting in like heavy string. Like, we ain't made something. We've never made something that sounds like that. And I don't know. I feel, looking back at it, I'm like, I feel like that's what the song really needed in a way. Because your original idea was much different.
Yeah, it was more like a, like I said, the whole like instrumental build was always there, but it was more like a soft, like poppy vibe, kind of like a Money Right by John Bellion. Yeah. That was the similar vibe that it was supposed to be like this is how I felt here, jump forward, this is how I'm feeling now. Yeah. Just repeatedly, no chorus at all, it's just jumping to that, and then with like an outro with like a group just singing the same thing repeatedly, you know. But like with, as soon as you had like that, like added that piano part and then started adding the strings, I was like, this is for sure like the direction it should go, rather than something that's simple. Mm-hmm. You know, because if it was simple, it still probably would have come out good.
Yeah.
Still probably would have vibed to it and then interpreted like different ways still. But I think the way how it turned out was showed that it was challenging and it was something entirely new from what we've been doing, which is part of the reason why we went that direction too. Mm-hmm. Just because we want every song to be different from its counterpart.
It was more of a cinematic sound, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I was showing my coworker, and he was like, he saw, like, he took it differently. Like, when he was listening to the song, he was like, bro, it sounds like someone's going to war. I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, he took it that way.
Say that, yeah.
He kind of like interpreted it of like, you know, a soldier going to war and stuff like that, and putting for his family to be safe. And I was like, dang. And he's like, bro, it's nice. I'm like, it's nice. It was super cool. But I feel like when I showed my family said that it was different. It was way different. And they were like, it's good. It's different. And I was like, thanks. Thanks.
But yeah, how was it making it? Because we all kind of just dabbled in specific areas of the song. Like, yours was lyrically heavy in the creation. Yours was drums. Like percussion, building, you know, that type of stuff. Mine was more the piano and the strings. So, like, what was that? What was it like? Because, I mean, what, you make hip-hop beats and, like, reggae beats and, like, all usually, you know, lyrically, I don't know if it was, like, anything crazy different, but it was emotionally driven. And so how was it? What was the experience like?
I think I was struggling in the beginning, because when I first came, like I moved, and you guys showed me how to make beats, I started making like a bunch of beats, and then when it came to, like when we finished Pringles, and you're like, all right, time to work on Smile. I'm like, I don't even know how to make a beat for a slow song like this. Like, I don't even know what direction we were going at the time, and then you added a piano, the keys. And then I think you're the one that added the first, like, bass, like that.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That first, that first bass, like that, the cinematic bass.
Oh, that kicks in right after my verse.
Yeah,
you added that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like with the, and I was like, oh, okay, I see now. I started like trying things out, and then initially, you and Josh was like playing beats in the back of like, oh, kind of like a marching band kind of beat. And that's when I started making beats, and I'm like, all right, you guys like this one?
Yeah, because like for me, I couldn't, like, I wanted the drums to like build up a certain way, but I didn't know how to describe it. So I was like, this is a song that kind of does it, but it's not entirely, but this certain part of the drum and this drum beat,
yeah,
do something like that, and then do, because there's that one where it sounded straight just like a drum line.
Yeah.
Hard, like, going away on the snare, and then you and I just looked at each other like, this is cool, but I don't think this is what we want right now.
I was like, yay, no, okay. just start working on it.
The AK sounds. it was a full-on experiment, for sure.
Not going to lie, that AK sound, I realized that, like, you know how I'm learning, like, the dynamics in the drums? Like, I figured that it had to do with the dynamics, because...
Yeah.
Because we heard it. We heard it. I was like, it sounds familiar. And then you're like, allow me. You stood up, play back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You said you used no words. You just stood up.
Yeah, because me and Tupo were working on it together on that beat. Mm-hmm. That did it. And he thought it was like sounded like a gun. And then I played it out loud for you guys, and you're like, oh yeah, that's exactly what it
is. Yeah, definitely. Well, no. Through all that, we managed to find how we wanted the drums to sound.
Yeah.
Which I like a lot.
Yeah, it really helped. You wrote the part that you and I sang, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the night where the song, the original idea you had, and whatever we were cooking started to like come together, but also morph into something else. Because we just started playing a little bit of what we made, and you basically were freestyling those lyrics.
Mm-hmm. No, it was, yeah, that's true. We were playing the piano part that you added to it, and it was so nice. Because I remember when you added it, like it took a turn on the song in general. It was like, what the heck? It was like, what should come after that? But then we realized we should put lyrics over those piano, and you just kept on playing it over and over. And I was just like, and I just started singing random words, and I found a melody first. Found that melody, and I was like, all right, bet. And I was like, you know, I'm down on my knees. And I just went off that, and I was like, okay, bet. Went over there, went off of that, and then you came. You just bounced off of my lyrics, and you're like, "Dude, let me just respond to that." I'm like, "Dude, it matches," and it was perfect. It was good.
Yeah, I definitely think the song was like inspired, whatever divine intervention or divine influence anyone believes in. I think there was, because that was so new for us to do,
mm-hmm.
like, and it was so different. We've never done it before. And granted, none of our 12 for 12 songs are perfect. Like, we're still learning. We're still learning how to write better. We're still learning how to produce better and all these different things. And so Smile maybe has its flaws. Maybe it's imbalanced in some ways. But it's like we created an orchestra in our living room.
Yeah, that's true.
For the first time.
True. Yeah, that's true.
You want a bite? I sound like a monkey there.
Okay, anyways.
So, where did that pizza come from?
Bruh. Dude, but we don't have enough battery to mess around.
Yes, we do not have enough battery to mess around. Sorry. But I remember going off of what you said. Let me start this timer. You said it was inspired that night. Yes. Yes, it was. I agree. Full heartedly.
I don't even know where to go from here.
Nah, so making Smile, it, like you said, it was a change. It was. It's something we've never done. We explained that already. But how has, since making Smile, how has it like helped us with our songs coming to be?
I for some reason I play piano my entire life, so you would think I would be really good.
He is.
But I'm not that great.
He's not.
He isn't.
When it comes to like playing like classical pieces or anything, I haven't done that for a while, and like, you know, it takes me a while to learn a song. But after doing Smile, and we went into like, was barbecue after Smile?
Yeah. Yes.
So, well, you did the piano for that, but just going forward, we've made some beats already, and like, just I have more confidence in the piano, like making piano and doing strings and like building a supporting instrumental. I just feel like there's a lot for me to learn still, but I feel like we've made an orchestral piece.
Yeah.
And so I know we learn from our mistakes in that, right? Maybe I learned some things about the production of the strings that I could have done differently for Smile in terms of dynamics and other things. But now it's just like, I just have more confidence. And I feel like we can literally make anything.
Also, I think I realized that when I make a beat, it usually goes based off of the piano.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like when you sent the piano for the project we're working on?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I feel like you're for you, maybe I'm wrong, but the drums, like you, those are completely different drums than what you've ever made.
And so yeah.
I feel like you can just make anything.
Well, I was in a, like, I went to Eisenhower Elementary, and I used to be the bass hitter for
the big bass drum.
Yeah, for like a brass band or orchestra. Mm-hmm. You know those bands in school? Yeah, it was like
with the bass and everything.
Wait, do it again.
and then I learned the drum set, and then I started picking up stuff from there. But I play by ear. I don't know how to. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but
yeah.
Yeah, I play by ear as well.
Yeah. I think we all do.
I feel like for me, it's more like it gave us more. No, I feel like it helps us understand more, like we can do more than just what we've been making. Like it's helping us, like you say, become more confident, you know, in what we know and what we do. We talked about it how in the previous podcast, how we pick up each other's on our own, like on our weaknesses, you know, where I fall, you pick it up, you know,
yeah.
But we kind of shine on what our strengths are. For me personally, I feel like I can find more melodies better than I did before. It was weird, especially like starting songs too. I have like a lot of random beats and like stuff that just pop up in my head. To this, like honestly, lately I've been figuring out that when I'm in the shower, melodies become like
facts.
It's so weird. Like it just comes to me and I'm like, dude, that can be a song. And I was like, say less. Go into the room. I'm like, da 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 da.
That's a talent that I don't have.
You do. It's
a skill
to be developed. You just gotta shower more. you smell great.
You hear that, guy? She's calling me a monkey.
No, yeah. What? I did.
Dude, we're gonna make a compilation video of season two. Every time Josh came after Tony,
like for know? Real, yeah. From the first episode to the next episode,
every three episodes out of how many?
Six episodes six. In, and Josh has already attacked Tony at least four times.
at least. From the first, dude, I swear, bro, it was crazy.
Yeah? How about the time where you were getting honest for calling out names, but you did it yourself in the first episode, bro?
That's true.
Huh?
He has to rewatch it.
We'll show you after. Season two, episode one?
Yeah, season two.
The first episode.
Yeah, you were getting mad, or not mad, but you were getting honest because he said someone's name. I was like, wow, you didn't have to say their name. I bleeped it, remember? And you were like the entire time, like, wow, guys, come on now. But like, you come said on, the use name.
Common sense. Wait,
you said the name.
You said it, and I was like, who's that? And I said it, and I was like, who's that? And then you're like, it's the girl. I was like, oh, bruh.
And yeah, but you said it, and then you're acting like you're innocent.
Yeah, dude, you're acting like you're innocent.
I am. For those you just listening. I just
that's six.
But I feel like back to what we were talking about. I feel like we can make anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If we want to make a punk rock song, we could do it.
Heck yeah!
If we want to like drop some bars and just rap, even me get in there. I feel like not that I could do it well, but I feel like I have the confidence to try it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I think that stems from the 12 for 12 as a whole, but Smile specifically, because that to me, out of all the songs, is like the most different song.
Mm-hmm. It got you said it was vulnerable, like you said. It like it got us out of our comfort. It got us where we can grow. I say this a lot. It's like there's no comfort in the growth zone, and there's no growth in the comfort zone.
Yep.
You know?
You say that all the time. I quote you on that too.
Yeah. As you can see, I'm still growing. But
you better not. You better not.
Anyways.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I would say for me, is it with it being more of an emotional song, the emotional songs that I've written, I put a lot more words into. Most of them are raps.
Yeah.
You know? So trying to find, like, what I want to say for that second part in just two lines. That took a fat minute for me.
Yeah.
Because I can sing. I can come up with singing lyrics. But rapping lyrics in that general area comes a lot easier for me. But I don't remember what happened. Just one day, like, those words came to me. Didn't know how to sing it yet. Mm-hmm. But I just put it in. I was like, what do you guys think of this? Because I think before it was... It was, I don't remember what I wrote before, but it seemed more, you hear that too, right? it was more, what I originally wrote seemed to be like, it needed to come after his verse because of how I wrote it. But then when I came up with those two lines, it was, I didn't know how I felt about it before, but then when we started like building off of it, I think that was very pinnacle for the song, you know, like getting to that point where with the story that we were telling each other of how the lyrics were building. I think that was pretty good. So that for sure let me know that my lyricism is there. It's just structuring it differently, and I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Smile is such a, will always be like a timestamp in our journey of that we can label as the most impactful song in terms of our skills and our abilities as creatives and musical artists. Like that's, I think that changed the game for all four of us. Because we were all trying something new, and it wasn't, we sat there and planned the 12 for 12 and like, let's challenge ourselves and stuff. But at the same time, I don't think Smile was like, all right, let's try something we never tried before. I think we just, as we let the song started to develop and write itself, and it's, the song started to point where it wanted to go. and we went with it. Mm-hmm. And in the long run, now look at us now. Like, I think we're glowing with confidence in a way. And I'm like, I feel more prepared going forward for the rest mm-hmm. of the year and forward.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Nah, so trying new things helps you grow. And if it's not something, well, man, I was going to say something that was going to be wrong. Please don't let me do that. So, as we've learned, we try something new. We tested it out, and it worked.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't always work like that. But if it does work, if it doesn't work, you still have something new to learn. You learn something.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like it's something, it's an advice that people everywhere should understand and know. Yeah. Try it. Like, because you never know. You never know. Whether it be good or bad. Like, if it turns out bad, then okay, you know it's not for you. If it turns out good, then of course, go with it. But you will never know unless you try it. Any other advice, y'all?
Yeah, they're trying new things. I think even it depends on what it is, you know. So we're talking in a very general sense, but you can't really make a clear judgment off of failing one time, because most learning happens in by failing, by mm-hmm. failure. If I go into a basketball game and I shoot, you know, in the entire game I shoot 7 threes and I make one or I shoot 0, does that mean I'm a terrible shooter? You know? No. If I do it maybe like 10 games in a row, mm-hmm. then someone's like, well, he's not the greatest shooter. And then whatever. But if I just have an off game, you know, it doesn't mean I'm terrible. You got to gather more data. And so let's say, plug into our experience, if we made Smile and it was a complete failure, because you could also look at it this way. We showed some people Smile and they liked it. But some people that we know that whose opinions we value was like, it's a little muddy here. Mm-hmm. You could clean it up. You know, you could do this differently. You know, all these things. And so was Smile a perfect song? No. Did we fail? No. Could have been better? Yeah. But it's like, that's a part of the journey. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think you can try something new. I don't think anyone really tries something new and suddenly excels at it. I don't think that's very common. But a person who doesn't sit there and step outside their comfort zone and try something new, you can't really grow from that. If we didn't do Smile, we might as well be making Pringles 5 times in a row.
That is true.
So, I think you have to try it, and if it fails, cool. It is what it is. You move on. You learn from it. But it's the principle that we keep bringing up, the principle of consistency. You consistently are trying and putting in the effort until you start to master your craft, whatever that is. Going to the gym, you know.
Cajun noodles.
Making Cajun noodles.
Oh, Cajun noodles.
Cajun noodles.
Cajun noodles.
I'm not hungry.
My mouth is not watery.
No, but like,
just kidding.
I'm not drooling over here.
My stomach's like.
Someone's like, ice cream?
Ice cream. Why does it have to end up with me, man?
I didn't start that one.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Ice cream?
No, because he brought up ice cream before. Off camera. It was off camera.
Uh-huh. Sure. Oh, yeah, huh?
Dude, you threw me under a bus that's not there. Side eye. You know what for that? Side eye.
Dog.
Donkey. I'm used to being under the bus.
Shrek.
Imagine getting used to being under the bus. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, it's okay.
Imagine driving the bus.
Imagine
going back and forth.
No, I'm not gonna say that. That one went back.
Did you say Fortnite?
No, 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 no. I stopped myself from finishing. I'll tell you off camera.
Imagine being the bus. Say.
What?
I said, imagine being the bus.
Oh.
Why'd you look at me?
He's imagine being the bus. He's like, no, I was like this.
And then I turned at you, you're looking at me. I'm like,
he's like,
why were you? You were looking at me too.
I was looking at you. I was like, why?
He did the double take side eye.
He did.
Anyways.
All right, Tony, what advice would you give to somebody trying something new?
When you try something new,
yes.
Always give it a second chance. Nice. Like what, my beef fiesta? I'm just kidding.
Oh, facts. So you?
I just kept just
food everywhere, huh?
Man, he's a chef.
That's the only thing I can.
Wee wee.
What? Relate to?
Why wee wee?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's people.
Not
say.
All chefs are no,
that's,
French.
That's good advice, though.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Down the line.
If you have an idea, go for it. So most of the time, it won't turn out the way you want it, but something better can come out of it. If it ends up worse, then you learn, you know? You live and you learn.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely helps. It definitely helps come up with, like, future ideas on wanting of what you want to do or what you can see yourself doing. Because if we pull off a punk rock song, that'll be pretty fire. I'll vibe to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Jubo, advice?
Going off of what all of you said, I'm quoting somebody else, but it basically just dreams only stay dreams unless you do something about it. You know? Follow your dreams. Follow your goals. If you have something, do it. Because what you say multiple times, it doesn't matter what your intentions are unless you do something about it. You know? So, like, he's like, oh, I meant to do that. Oh, I meant to go out there. Oh, I meant to go talk to that girl and get her number. But I didn't. Anyways, but yeah, my advice is do something about it. Just do it. Try something new.
Nike. I'm just kidding. It's not sponsored.
But yeah, that's my advice.
My advice would be don't set expectations for things you haven't experienced. Sorry, I'll give you a second to process. Your face looked confused.
Insert fax machine sound here.
Don't
all the math equations in my head.
It's like, don't judge a book by its cover, right? Mm. So don't set expectations on things you haven't experienced. Because you haven't experienced it, you have no idea what it's like.
That's true.
And so go out there and try it first. And then you can have the experience. And that's through the experience and reflection on that experience, that's where you can grow and move yourself into new places.
Yeah, take all the risks. No, I'm just kidding.
Facts. Facts. Well, boys. Let's wrap it up, boys. Well, any more advice, comments, concerns?
Leave the chicken in the microwave for more than 3 minutes.
And make sure you dry yourself off completely before you get out of the shower. Yes. Or after you get out of the shower.
Do you squeegee before you use the towel?
Hold on. I don't have a squeegee for my
body. Well, I mean, the term.
Like, imagine.
Do you brush off the water before you use the towel? Or do you just straight up soak the towel?
It depends. It actually depends on how long my hair is. Because if my hair is long, I like to shake it around and dry off that way, and then dry
myself. I miss doing
that. That's what I do.
That's what I always do. Yeah.
You laugh.
Maybe one day.
I do the same thing. That's why.
Okay. I do it too. Like,
you go in, she's like, ooh. And like it goes everywhere. You're like,
I'm not going to lie. Dogs are onto something.
They are. Because
like when I'm done with the shower, sometimes I just like fling my arms around for a second and then I get out and dry myself off the tower.
Sometimes I just sit there. No, I stand there. I'm just like, just wait.
He's like, rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day.
Nah, but hey, the shaking technique, not bad.
It works. It
does. Shake, shake, shake.
You do it too hard. You get a headache.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, you just
say, do it too hard. You what?
A big headache. You rattle your brain. That's around.
True. That's true. You hear a big crash in the shower. Yeah, bro. Yeah, it just fell.
Yeah, I just passed out for a Huh? But you squeegee?
Well, I mean, sometimes, like if it's a lot, then I just do the kind of like a, never when you're about in that. A pool, because then you just get off most of the water. Because then you need the Shut up. I'm coming after you.
Hey, you.
Hey, most of them are accidental and not pointed towards you, and then they turn it towards you.
It's always towards me.
Just because I happen to be looking at you when I say
just because I say monkey and I look at you and saying, Tony, you're a monkey, doesn't mean I'm talking to you.
Well, I mean, doing that helps like keeping the towel from being damp.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Learn something new.
She's nodding her head like.
Oh, you do that?
Oh, she agrees. Oh, wow, she agrees. Oh, yeah, we have a live audience again.
Oh, she likes to shake, too.
Give us a clap.
She likes to shake, too.
Yeah.
Shout out you, Chester. Huh? All right.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Go ahead, Josh.
Take all right. Me. Sam, drop that beat, boy.
It's pick a pick a pew. Oh, never forget.
All right, well, let the audience listen to Smile for a bit. Beautiful.
Stupid. Chugga 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 chugga. Bro, you look like a little lizard. You ever seen him do that? Oh yeah.
All right, Tono. What do we say?
The mind goes on and peace off.
What do we say, Josh?
Keep that peace of mind and piss off. No. Oh. Hey, yo! I'm gonna keep on.
Love y'all. Thank you, guys.
I was thinking of Tony.